News on the radio this morning. The recruitment of some 100 degree holders as pioneer staff of the newly created Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence has been launched. The chief executive officer of the organization, who is our guest on issue in the news this Wednesday, now presents the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence and relationship it has with the administration. Dr. Lien Foyam was interviewed by staff man Gu Henry Tiesambu.
The Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence is the nation's chapter of what is internationally or globally called the International Civil Defense Organization, ICDO, IGDO. Cameroon is a member of IGDO, the International Civil Defense Organization. So the nation's chapter of the ICDO, which is named CCDI, Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence, is the way that we hope to, first of all, tackle some of the areas in which our population, the Cameroonian populace, are not aware that they can contribute to nation building through such domains. So we are to enlighten them, to conscientize them, to sensitize them, educate them through the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence, how the entire nation can be mobilized towards nation building, national unity, and national development.
When did it see the light of day?
Cameroon's chapter of IGDO is recently created. In fact, the headquarters, which is currently in Kambe,
that's in the Ndonga Mantung Division
of the Northwest, and the liaison offices, which are here in Yaoundé at the Fundi Prefecture, and then at Douala at the governor's office, the governor's secretariat. They are to coordinate recruitment, training, and then deployment of the qualified candidates to the different areas, like in terms of intelligence security, like what the Americans call FBI, the tough security that does not use gun, the modern digital security that will match the recent challenges which we have as a country, which the normal military cannot jettison. So the intelligence security is actually meant to handle those areas and then to complement civil defense and civil security.
What are the missions of the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence?
One, to enhance civil defense and security. Two, food security. Three, educational security. Because there is a serious challenge. What we are now experiencing as the unemployment conundrum is as a result of this educational insecurity. So it has caused a lot of, you know, de-scholarization and a crippled intellectual life, which we hope to harness, to revive and to reinvigorate through the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence.
What's the relationship between the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence and the administration?
The relationship is that the administration is for the people as much as the people are for the administration. Now, we hope to rebuild this missing link between the Cameroon administration and Cameroonians so that they will re-establish, re-insert into Cameroonians' hearts that failing trust, that broken trust between the government and the governed. There is a correctional inventory from the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence that will re-harness the regular military, police and gendarme to respect the citizenry.
Now, you talked a while ago about the recruitment exercise of the pioneer staff of the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence Organization. How will it be carried out?
We are advertising 100 chances of recruitment for degree holders. For now, we are taking basically degree holders, whether in the arts, in the sciences, in law, in the social sciences, or in agriculture even in medicine, so that in the different fields of civil defense and civil security, they will use their expertise, their academic expertise, to revive and review the welfare of the human person, of the Cameroonian populace.
Where will this be carried out?
The recruitment will be done here in Yaoundé, in Douala and in Kambé at the SDO's office. Candidates, English-speaking origin, can deposit their credentials, which will include their first degree, certificate of nationality, national ID card, birth certificate, and medical certificate deposited at Kambé. But in the circumstance in which, you know, the security challenges, you know, we still have this phobia for the fact that going to the Northwest is a challenge, but we cannot discountenance the decentralization policy of the head of state, because we are using Kambé as a way of complementing and concretizing decentralization. So documents can be deposited here in Yaoundé at the Ministry of Arts and Culture. We will communicate a number at the museum, the National Museum.
When is the deadline for the submission of 20th of application files?
20th of September.
And after the 20th?
We will study the files, and then the qualified ones, we call them for the training. It's a 6 months training in the use of digital security gadgets, language and communication expertise, and then other aspects like agriculture, health, and environmental protection and resource management.
Where will this training take place?
We will be at Ngwaikele for now, while building on campus. But for now, the training will take place at Ngwaikele.
Any particular message to eligible candidates who are interested in this exercise?
Yeah, I would like to say that the Cameroonian brothers, especially those who had not been employed and who think that, you know, the country has abandoned them, that they love Cameroon but Cameroon does not love them, should regain hope, revive hope, come within the civil defense inventory, contribute their ideas towards the building of their nation, and even create a kind of counter brain drain so that our material, our brains, our intellectual capital, which is languishing out there in the diaspora, can even return. And we use the Cameroon civil defense and intelligence as a channel to rebuild the Cameroon of our dream.
Your last words.
We wish to thank the government, particularly the Ministry of Territorial Administration, which has done so much, put a lot of ideological inventory and even material inventory towards the realization of this vision.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Cameroon Civil Defense and Intelligence, Dr. Foya Luyen, thanks for being our guest on Issue in the News over the national station of the CRTV this Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I'm so delighted. Have a very, very blessed day.
We take on gender issues on radio today. The promotion of women entrepreneurs through capacity building and skills to fight poverty to becoming especially socially and economically autonomous is the focus on gender issues.